And now to the letters column. The amount of letters received this past week by the Evening News regarding the referendum result is considerable. Since we at Chatterbox don't do politics, we have avoided these, almost, and here are a few of the letters published in the past 7 days. Reader Simon Joseph is concerned about the planned developments at Earlham Park. He writes, I am writing with regard to the proposed developments at Earlham Park. I think they're missing the point. The park is a great escape for people to go to unwind with their family and dogs. Having a rugby club will change the whole atmosphere of the park. The road will be extended with more traffic and inconsiderate cyclists bombing through. This will make it even more unsafe for pedestrians, children and dogs. I think the sports ground proposal, if accepted, will raise the noise level and litter levels in the park.
In her letter, Wendy Maxwell of Norwich is disappointed by the condition of the memorial to Diana, Princess of Wales, in the Castle Gardens. She writes, Recently I took a photo of the Diana Memorial in the Castle Gardens. It is supposed to be a beautiful rose garden for us to remember her. But it was a mass of weeds. I think it's a disgrace. Surely there could be some way of sorting this out, either by volunteers or community service. How can she be forgotten in such a way after she touched so many people's lives? Since the Evening News received this letter, a city-based group, the Urban Warrior Gardeners, have agreed to step in and look after the memorial.
On July 1st, the nation remembered those who had fallen in France during the Battle of the Somme in 1916. Two readers write concerning this. Firstly, L. Smith of Norwich, who says, The commemoration of the Battle of the Somme puts our current concerns over the referendum and political parties in turmoil into stark perspective. The worries many of us think we have nowadays pales into insignificance when compared to the magnitude of the horror these young men endured on the battlefields of France all those years ago. We should try to enjoy our lives and live them to the full in honour of the incredible sacrifice these men made for all of us. My own great-grandfather fought and died in the battle, and I'm sure there are many other readers who have family links to this tragedy.
And in his letter, Graham Jones of Antingham writes, We have been remembering one of the most tragic events of the past century, when hundreds of thousands of soldiers were slaughtered on the Somme battlefield. On the first day alone, some 20,000 British soldiers perished. There were countless acts of courage and huge amounts of fear. It's easy to forget that back at home were girlfriends and wives who would never see their loved ones again. Hardly a village in Norfolk escaped as countless memorials bear testimony. There were no mobile phones or televisions back then, and the families had little idea of what was going on or when their loved ones died. There were those who died and those who waited.
The referendum result has caused many to blame the elderly for the outcome. Regular reader Margaret Haley of Norwich takes issue with this. She writes, As an older person, I take great exception to the recent letter writer who, concerning the results of the referendum, quite arrogantly declares that the older generation has badly let down our young people, who will suffer most from this short-sighted decision. In my experience, and others in my age group, younger folk have nothing but praise for the older generation, many of whom fought and survived the Second World War, and many, still alive, are working hard, some voluntarily. I'd like to mention Frank Harper. Many still profit from his voluntary daily work to drive them to the hospital or shops, and he also helps the disabled into their seats before Norwich City's matches at Carrow Road. He does all of this at the age of 80. Frank is an excellent example of a person who has worked hard all his life, and his retirement means carrying on working to help other elderly people, young people and children in care. That's all the letters for this week. And now, more local stories from around and about the city.